To turn and fire a vase of such regular form and enormous size is no mean feat. The decoration shows the touch of an experienced artist. He represents many figures systematically, sets them in horizontal bands, and creates an agreeable visual rhythm. This vase was made to mark a grave in Attica, the region around Athens. The central subject of the decoration is a funeral. The dead man appears midway between the handles stretched out on a bier. The checkerboard pattern around him probably indicates his shroud. In order to make the deceased visible, the artist has shown the shroud lifted like this, rather than wrapped around the corpse. The artist draws what he knows, giving the clearest view of each part. Notice the repeated figures on either side of the bier. Their circular heads appear from the side, their legs in profile, and their triangular chests from the front. Two small points project from each figure's chest. These stand for breasts and identify the figures as women. They join their arms above their heads in a gesture of mourning. The figure seated at the dead man's feet may be his wife, and the smaller figure on her lap, their child. This vase represents the geometric style, named for the geometric shapes that make up its artistic language. In a band below the funeral scene, chariots stand hitched to teams of horses, and warriors carry huge cutaway shields and spears shaped like arrows. Perhaps the dead man himself was a warrior, and these figures are reminders of his career. In the epics of the Greek poet Homer, the heroes staged chariot races in honour of their dead companions, and these chariots may be taking part in similar funeral games.